FaceTime alert coming soon.
Yeah, you got to get the pup on this one,
that's
man.
That's right. That's right.
He's an energetic little boy over here, too.
Awesome.
He's kind of a big boy, really. I'm calling him a little boy, but that's colloquial.
He's a pretty good-sized kid.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're transitioning. As I said before the break, T. Russell Wright's animal shelter director, Deb Watkins, is here. And we also have Leo in studio, and he looks like he wants to be part of the interview over here. His paws are up on the desk. He is ready to go. Don't eat those.
Leo is a great dog. He is a mountain cur.
Oh, yeah. He's a nice mountain. He's a beautiful color, too. He is fantastic. He is looks so excited.
Yep. He is Brindle, and he is a neutered male. He's about 1.5 years old. And Leo came to us about 30 days ago, and so Leo's adoption fee is only $25.
Oh, wow.
Leo is totally housebroken. He loves kids. He loves other dogs. The Rock Country Cross Country team has been running with him, so he is a great partner for running.
Athletic, that's for sure. And can you tell me a little bit, do you know some of the story of how he came into your care?
Yeah, Leo, again, he's just 1.5 years old, but he has been abandoned several times. And so that's really frustrating. I feel like we need to be a voice for him and get him into a loving home that is willing to commit to him. He does have a little bit of separation anxiety. He just loves to be with his human.
Yeah, and as we were talking before, there are some ways to handle that. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. We can definitely find a way to – and he's so friendly that there's no reason that
absolutely.
You can't work with him on
yeah.
that.
No, he'll be just fine. He just needs someone to commit to him. Again, he's totally housebroken. He loves kids. He likes other dogs. His favorite thing to do is go for car rides and runs.
Oh,
so
man.
How fun is that?
What kind of dog is he?
A mountain cur.
A mountain?
Mountain cur.
Mountain cur. So they
I've never heard of one
yeah.
of those.
They like to run, obviously, and they're part of a hunting breed that likes to get varmints and raccoons and things like that, which is why he's so energetic. He has been in the house all his life. He is not a hunting dog. He is a house pet.
I have a lab like that.
And you mentioned that he's a $25 adoption fee, and that's a little bit lower than usual. And that's just an effort to get him out there. You know, he's been in your care for 30 days. And, you know, we would love to. He looks so excited. I'd love to see a family take him home, too.
Yes.
Oh, man.
We'll be open at 1 o'clock for adoption, so please come see Leo and our other critters. We actually have about 22 dogs available for adoption and 101 cats.
Oh, really? 101 cats. Is that maybe not an all-time high, but is that a high for the year at this point?
It is. It's this time of year. You know, all those kittens that were born this spring, you know, they are 12 weeks old, ready to go. And so we have lots of cats and kittens that are available for adoption. The summertime is a great time to adopt. You know, your kids are home from school and you have lots of time to spend with your pets and enjoy them inside and outside. And so come see us at 1 o'clock and see how all we have.
And if you have vacation times, it's a good time to have time at home to get acclimated with the pet, too, because, you know, with a busy work day, it can be hard to make the pet feel comfortable for the when they first arrive at home. And if you have saved up your vacation time, not a bad time to take a chance on a pet, too.
Yeah, adopt. So we also have some pocket pets. We have some rabbits and 2 beautiful parakeets. The pocket pets right now are $10 a piece.
And I always ask about rats. Any rats?
We do.
Okay, great. How many do you have there?
2 rats.
Okay. And I just got to vouch for rats. We have a few at home as well. They're fantastic. They're fantastic pets. They're like little tiny dogs.
Yep, they make great pets for kids, teaches kids responsibility and learning the cage before you go into having animals that require more maintenance. And I also suggest rats for teachers for classrooms.
Okay, and you mentioned 101 cats, am I correct? Or 111?
101.
And a number of dogs as well, but over 20. What are some of the adoption fees associated with that? And, of course, we talk about this every time, but remind us what that covers.
Right. And so the animals are fully vetted. They're spayed and neutered, vaccinated, dewormed, defleed. They've had their first heartworm prevention on the dogs. And so they are fully vetted and ready to go. That is a great value. So the adoption fees range anywhere from $25 to $150. It just depends on the adoptability and whether it's a high profile and, of course, if it's a longer-term resident.
And do you do microchipping services as well, or is that something you'll take them to a first vet visit to do?
Oh, then that's great. All the dogs are microchipped.
Okay, fantastic. You might just have to go and get – can you update it there for them as well, or would they have to
– Right. So we put the initial microchip in, and then we give you the website so you can add in all your addresses, phone numbers, emergency information, and you can change that at any time.
Fantastic. All right. And I also want to – something that always comes up when I go to city commission meetings is the importance of licensing fees, because that goes directly to you guys. That is every license fee you pay, it supports the shelter itself.
It absolutely does, and more importantly, it gets those animals back home. And so if your animal is licensed in the city of Manhattan, we can look that up and we can get them back home. Same with the microchips. You know, we just came off of the fireworks last week, and we got about 10 to 20 animals in a day.
Oh.
Yeah. And so anyone that had their city license or microchips, they got home right away.
And otherwise, there's a little bit of a process to get through that. They have to verify it's your pet and some identification, things like that. It just makes it a lot more simple.
It does.
And before, we'll talk more about Leo here right before we leave the segment, but there's a few other things you wanted to talk about as well, as Petpalooza is one.
You bet. I want to do some save the dates. Petpalooza is coming up, and we are having that at the city park this year in the big pool. And so that will be August 11th from 1 to 5. $10 suggested donation. This is a great time. This is a good time for family and pets to be able to go to the pool and spend time together.
And if you don't have a pool at home, it's a great time to be able to, you know, let your pet enjoy the water with you, especially. He wants to get out the door. Dave's about to head back into the other side of the studio, but Leo wants to go running. He looks like he wants to get back out there. He wants to explore, that's for sure.
He likes Dave.
Oh, Dave might have another dog today. I don't think that'll work out. And then, of course, Petpalooza, of course. Remind me the date on that again.
August 11th, 1 to 5.
Fantastic.
And then on August 17th, we're going to participate in Clear the Shelters. That's a nationwide event. And so we'll be open from 11 to 5:30 for adoptions on Clear the Shelter Day, August 17th.
And that's extended hours. Typically, it's 1 to 5. Am I correct?
You're right. Yep.
All right. And so remember those dates, August 11th for the Petpalooza, August 17th for Clear the Shelter. And then there's something else going on, too, with the library, I believe.
Rescue readers. And so we actually have a program set up at the shelter where kids can come and read to the animals. And that's on Fridays from 12:30 to 1:30. And you can sign up online.
So tell me a little bit about how it goes. You'll hang out with the pets and you'll read with them?
You bet. So you know, we have our cattery, and we have several places, visiting rooms where the kids can actually sit in with the animals and read to them, or they can sit outside their cages and read to them. And so it's really been nice. It helps enrich our animals and helps the kids also get out there and keep reading their reading skills to get ready for school.
What books would be good for reading to your dog?
They pretty much love anything. We have tons of kids' books that have been donated to the shelter, and so
Old Yeller.
Oh no!
Oh, you got to have some Clifford books in there, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. Okay.
Oh man! And in addition to helping kids practice their reading skills, of course, you also get some bonding time with these animals. That you know, of course, you all bond with them. But
it's great socialization.
Definitely, and of course. Before we get out of here, we have to talk about Leo a little bit more. And he is still looking for Dave, I think.
He is.
And remind us a little bit about Leo, some of the costs for adoption, and just a little bit about his, for those just tuning in, some of his hobbies, his most enjoyed hobbies.
You bet. Leo is a neutered male. He's about 1.5 years old. He's incredibly energetic, but he loves to go for car rides and go for runs. He likes other dogs. He likes kids. He's housebroken, and he is $25 for his adoption fee.
Do you know if he's had any experience with cats?
You know, I'm not sure about that. We can sure cat test him at the shelter and let an adopter know if that's something they need to know.
Okay.
Just do one or two cats, not the whole 101 batch. That'd be overwhelming for anybody, wouldn't it?
I don't think that would be overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
That would just be heaven. I love cats.
I know. I do, too. I have just one.
Okay.
Come see Leo.
Of course. Definitely. And reminder, $25 adoption fee. He's been there 30 days, so it's a little bit lower than usual. We just want to get him into a good home.
Yes.
All right. And thanks again, Deb, for coming out. We appreciate you every time. And, of course, check out our Facebook. We have a video of Leo on there just now. Dave. Yep. Dave recorded that, did it Facebook Live. Check it out. And if you're looking for a dog, Leo looks amazing.
He's gorgeous.
I've
never seen one of those before.
Mountain Cur.
Mountain Cur. And Cur is C-U-R?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Thanks again, and we're going to transition. Our next segment will have some folks from Stuff the Bus in here, so stay tuned. News Radio KMAN.